Good day. Your next stop is the Peanut Line. If you go out of the museum and turn right, walk approximately 300 meters, you will come to the point where the old Peanut Line used to cross the Raisin River. Now, the Peanut Line really is two stories. Firstly, the story of why it was built, and secondly, the story about the man who built it. The Peanut Line was built because Cornwall was expanding at the end of the 19th century, business was picking up, and the businesses in Cornwall felt that they were being held hostage by the Grand Trunk Railway that ran the only rail service in town at that point. So the Chamber of Commerce got in touch with the Canadian Pacific Railroad and said, "How can you help us?" In 1912, it was decided that the Glengarry and Stormont Railway Company would be formed, and it was duly incorporated. And the understanding was that this would become a feeder line from the main Canadian Pacific line, leaving at St. Polycarp and traveling through South Glengarry to Cornwall. In 1913, the funding was in place and construction began on the Peanut Line. The line itself was 46 kilometres long and would provide South Glengarry with five railway stations to enable the movement of agricultural products and people more easily. The first stop after St. Polycarp was Bridgend. The next was North Lancaster. The next was Glen Gordon, where the line crossed the Highway 34, or as it was called then, the Military Road. The next stop was Williamstown. And the final stop before Cornwall was Glenbrook. The terminus in Cornwall was at the location of Pitt and 6th, roughly where Giant Tiger is right now on Pitt Street. And just across the road at Sydney and Adolphus were the freight sheds for the railway line. With the financing in place, construction began in 1913, and it was declared completed in November of 1914 with a celebratory lunch in Williamstown. On the 24th of May 1915, the first train traveled with passengers through to Cornwall, and at the same time, the Canadian Pacific took a 99-year lease on the Peanut Line. There were great advantages to Glengarry in this particular line because now they had alternates to just Bainesville, Lancaster, and Somerstown to get their goods to market through that central part of the Charlottenburg and Lancaster. Also, the high school in Williamstown benefited greatly from the construction of the Peanut Line, in that students were able to travel and stay at the school. The line operated with passengers until 1952, and the importance of this line with the creation of the 401 declined quite rapidly. In 1969, the Cornwall station was closed, and the track, the end of the track was moved east to where the freight sheds were. In 1987, the final indignities occurred to the Peanut Line, not one, but two. The first in February of that year, the freight sheds were all burned down. In November of that year, following the paving of Boundary Road between Cornwall and Charlottenburg, a truck loaded with gravel, traveling more or less at full speed down the paved road, collided with the locomotive and knocked it over. And that was the last time a train ran on the Peanut Line. In 1993, Courtauld was closed, and CP, Canadian Pacific, decided to abandon the Cornwall subdivision. In 1998, the track was removed, and in 2004, the 401 was leveled out, and the bridge over the Peanut Line was removed. The last traces were gone. So at this point, I would say, enjoy the Peanut Line. It is now a great recreation facility. Now, what about the guy who built the Peanut Line? Chilian Hervey was born of Canadian parents, educated in the United States, and as a young man went off and fought in the American-Mexican War. He returned to Canada, determined to get into the railway construction business. He was or had been trained as an engineer. Having completed the relatively simple task of building the Peanut Line, and the First World War had also been declared, Chilian was hired by the Canadian Pacific Railway, who in turn had been approached by the Government of Canada to ask them to form a corps of railway troops. Chilian Hervey was immediately promoted to major and put in charge of the CP Corps of Volunteers, who would become the nucleus of the Canadian Railway Troops. He moved immediately with his men to France, and they became specialists at the creation of the light 60-millimeter railways that were used to replace the roads and move supplies and ammunition up the line and casualties back down the line. Harvey rose very quickly to become a colonel and in charge of yet more railway personnel. And he distinguished himself on two occasions with his railway troops. The first was in 1917, after the Canadian attack, or the Allied attack, had pretty much stalled at Arras. Harvey was able to hold a German advance with his machine gun troops, with his railway troops who'd been armed with machine guns, and until such times as regular infantry were able to come up and relieve him. This happened again in March of 1918, when the Germans made their great thrust of that year. The Allies were driven back, and again, the railway troops who found themselves at the front constructing new railways similarly were armed with machine guns and kept the Germans at bay until, again, they were relieved, this time by the New Zealand Division. For this, Harvey was recognized and decorated by King George V with the Distinguished Service Order, which was the highest gallantry award available to officers at the time. Not only was his skill in battle recognized, but he was also brought back to the War Office in London to oversee all railway developments. And with this went the title of Brigadier. So the man who built the Peanut Line had a very satisfactory wartime career and went on to stand for Parliament and be defeated a couple of times in Glengarry. But he spent the rest of his life living in the Williamstown area. I would encourage you to enjoy the Peanut Line. It is now a recreational facility, and it stretches all the way from St. Polycarp to Cornwall. Thank you.